Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply have a nice day. Have a nice day. Think of how many times you've heard that phrase in your life. You go to a fast food restaurant and you pay for your food and someone says to you, have a nice day. You may go to the doctor to get an appointment and on your way out, they'll say, have a nice day. Almost everywhere we go, it has become the standard catchphrase, the thing that we say if we're in customer service, have a nice day. Well, many people can tell us to have a nice day, but has anyone ever shown us how nice days are achieved? Most of the time, even the people that are saying have a nice day look as if they're having the worst day ever. They say it with the type of attitude that doesn't embolden you to have a nice day yourself. In business, it's important to string together consecutive nice days. Those who master the art of having a nice day and learn how to do it not only empower their teams, but they also empower themselves. There are four key components to having a nice day every day. These I would love for you to share with your team and make sure that they are embracing the components of having a nice day with the NICE acronym. The N in our NICE acronym reminds us of the importance of noticing need. Yes, my friends, the first step to having a nice day is noticing need. Think about it. Most of the time, our minds are connected with what we need every day. We go to the grocery store to find out what to pick up things that we need. But when we're noticing the needs of others, when we're thinking about what someone else needs, our days get even nicer. Think about it. Someone needs a hug, a smile, a handshake, a kind word. Someone needs something from you today. On the average, the statistics show that on the average, we come in contact with over 200 people per day. Now, you may say, no way that I come in contact with 200 people every day. Well, go to the grocery store, go to the mall, go pick your children up from school, and just those activities alone, not including going to church on a Sunday or Wednesday or going to the airport to take a trip or vacation, we're always coming in contact with people. I challenge you, my friends, to begin to notice the needs that you see even on the faces. Look at them very closely. Some of them may not have had a kind word all week. Some may not have had a smile given in their direction all day. When we begin to focus on the needs of others, it helps us lead our teams even better. When children run away from home, the first thing that the police officers are trained to ask them is, have they noticed any signs of displeasure? And most parents say, I hadn't noticed anything, because we're not trained to notice need. All we have to do is begin to pay attention to those around us. Someone on somebody's team is running away only because nobody else has noticed a need that they've got. They're crying out for assistance and training and development and time to be spent with them, but no one's noticing the need. We have a nice day first by noticing need. The second way we have a nice day is by ignoring negativity. That's the I in our NICE acronym, to ignore negativity. I made a commitment a long time ago to stop watching the news. It's so many negative things on the news that it makes you wonder if there are any positive things in the world. If you only watch the news, I'm telling you, it can leave a person defeated and depressed and downtrodden because there's so many negative things they promote. Well, by the same token, when you build a team and you have people working with you, the best thing to do is ignore negativity, to stamp out that type of culture and atmosphere. You don't want to hear negative words, even if the person is saying the negative words, is saying something accurate. Why spend time in embracing our negativity? On the contrary, my friends, it is easy to have a nice day when we ignore the negative. negative, when we act as if the negative doesn't exist. No, we're not saying that it doesn't. We're acting as if it doesn't. We're focusing on only the positive to create the greatest atmosphere. If you've ever gone to a birthday party, you see how positive the atmosphere is. I mean, there are streamers and balloons and banners and cake and ice cream. And in that time, you're excited. Everyone wants to go to a birthday party. They want to go to a birthday party, my friends, more than they want to go to a wake or a funeral, only because the positivity attracts and the negativity repels. The C in our nice acronym reminds us of the importance of creating something. My friends, I'll tell you, nothing adds joy to your day like creating something new. When was the last time you created a new process, a new procedure, even wrote a blog post, did something that you created that came from your heart, from your soul, and from your mind? Create something every day keeps a person excited and happy. They say that of all the professions in the world, that the ones that are the most pleasant are the ones that create every day. This includes bakers, because every day they're making a new cake, a new pie, new cupcakes and cookies. How can they be upset when they're creating every day? Yes, my friends, by the same token, in your business, you can be the baker. Create something every day. I don't care if it's a meme that you send via social media or a quote that you have created to inspire your team, but the goal every day is to create something significant. Again, it doesn't have to be extraordinarily special to the whole world, but in getting in the habit of creating every day frees you, and it also makes your day more pleasant. Then finally, my friend, the last component of having a nice day is to make sure that you emphasize excellence. Yes, my friends and neighbors, emphasizing excellence. When you emphasize excellence in everything you do, it changes your mentality and the mentality of everybody around you. When you say to yourself, listen, if I'm going to cook, I'm going to cook the best meal I can ever hope to cook. If I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to look the best I can possibly look. If I'm going to make a presentation, let me make the best presentation anybody ever heard. If I am going to encourage somebody, let me give them the type of encouragement that will make them stand on their feet and clap. Let me give them the type of things that show how committed I am to making sure they succeed. Yes, my friends, emphasizing excellence. When I was a little boy, I would have to turn my homework in to my mother. And when I would do my math homework, I would get all the answers right, but she wouldn't focus on the answers. She would focus on how I wrote the numbers. If I wrote my 8 correctly and my 4 didn't look like a 9, and if my 5 wasn't leaning, and she would erase it if it didn't look excellent. She was trying to make sure that I emphasize excellence in everything. It's not just about getting the right answer. It's not just about closing the deal. It's the excellence with which we close the deal. Yes, my friends, I'm telling you, there is a formula for having a nice day, and we can have one every time. I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, you can get these podcasts directly to your phone. Simply text the term My Success, all caps, no spaces, to 41411, or contact the person who sent you this podcast. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.